Maseches Demai, Perkei, Mishnah Vav, 5-6. The Mishnah continues to discuss the question of where foodstuffs have multiple sources, and if each source requires Demai tithing, how does one deal with the fact that he perhaps has food from two different sources, which one couldn't necessarily be tithed on the other? So the case here is Lokeach Minat Siton. If a person purchases from a siton is a middleman. What he does is he goes to small-time farmers, purchases their grain, and then aggregates it, and then sells it on to, you know, larger distributors, you know, to Costco, and so on and so forth. So that being the case, his suppliers are different persons, and that being the case, each piece of the supply, each portion that comes from a different person may have different tithing obligations as far as Demai is concerned. So the Mishnah says, Lokeach min ha-siton, when you purchase from that middleman, v'chazer v'lakach min ha-shniya, if you go back and purchase from him a second time, so then, lo ya'aser mezel zeh, you can't use the first purchase to take tithes on behalf of the second purchase, or vice versa. The fear is that when you went back a second time, even a few minutes later, the grain that you got the second time has a different source than the grain you got the first time, and therefore it has different tithing obligations. This is true, says the Mishnah. Afilu ma'oso sug, afilu ma'oso min. Even if the second time you went back, what you took came from the same sug. Sug is like a storage bin or something like that. So even though it came from the same storage bin, where you might assume that different sugim, different storage bins, are assumed to be from the same supplier, you can't assume that. You can't assume that. You have to be afraid that in the same sug, the same storage bin, multiple suppliers that end up putting their stuff into that bin. Afilu ma'oso min, even if it's from the same type, that is to say, you went and you got basmati rice from the rice middleman, you went back a second time, you weren't buying the whole grain rice or the wild rice, you're buying more basmati rice, you still have to be afraid that basmati rice you bought the first time came from supplier A, and the basmati rice you purchased from the second time came from supplier B. Now, just a linguistic point here. In modern Hebrew, the word sug means type. Okay? Quite a synonym to the word min. But in any case, the word sug here does not mean type. The word sug here, according to numerous mefarshim, is talking about the place in which the grain is stored, whether it's a box or section of the storage area or the storage bin. But that is a may. We're talking about the container itself or the location in the warehouse. So that's what sug means here. So you bought it from the same bin a second time. It doesn't matter. You have to assume that what was replenished in that bin came from a different source. As far as the word min goes, so normally the word min means something close to the English word, scientific word species. Not exactly, but meaning like really a different type of grain. So if you would talk about a different min, under normal circumstances, that would mean, wheat and barley and rice as different meaning. However, that can't be the pshat here, because you would never be able to buy wheat after purchasing rice and then use the wheat to tie the rice or vice versa. Each min has to be tied on its own, rice only on rice and wheat only on wheat. And that being the case, min here can't mean two different types of grain, two different species, so to speak. Instead, it must mean that two different, subtypes in a given min. So let's, the example I gave, two different types of rice, but they're still both rice. Okay. So again, the Mishnah says, afilu ma'oso sug, afilu ma'oso min, even if you went back a second time and purchased from the very same container, and again, it's the very same type of grain that you're buying the second time from the middleman, even so, you must tithe each one separately. However, says the Mishnah, and this is a very important point to understand the whole topic of Demai and Ne'emanus, the reliability of Anam Ha'aretz. Ne'eman ha-siton, even if the siton, the middleman, is an Anam Ha'aretz, he is nevertheless believed, lomar, to tell you, Mishel Echad Him. If he can tell you confidently, you came back a second time, and the second time, the grains you purchased came from the very same person who provided me with the grain you bought the first time, I'm confirming to you that they have the same origin. So you can believe him, and therefore you could take one tithe on behalf of both, from one on behalf of the other. So why this is so important is because when we say that an Am Ha'aretz, someone who hasn't formally accepted upon himself to tithe properly, is Eino Ne'eman, can't be relied upon regarding his tithes, or for that matter, regarding his Tumah Tahara. So what we're concerned about there is not that he's a liar or a fake or a fraud. Rather, we're concerned primarily in the case of Tumah Tahara that he means well but doesn't understand the halachas properly, and primarily in the case of Hafrashos, tithing, like in Demai, either A, he doesn't understand the halachas properly or and misunderstood them, and or B, he sort of financially compromised in some way because it costs him a lot of money to tithe properly, and he might therefore misunderstand the halachas and assume, for example, with Trumas Meiser, he's not obligated to take Trumas Meiser until he takes the Meiser Rishon, he didn't take it out, so he thinks it's exempt. So since he makes these, the Am Ha'aretz makes these erroneous calculations, even if he means well or means pretty well, we don't believe him, but we don't assume he's a liar. So if he tells you something that isn't dependent upon the halachas of Tumah Tahara or isn't dependent upon the halachas of proper tithing, just as a matter of fact, like in this case, he assures you that the origin of the first batch you took from him is the same as the origin of the second batch, you may believe him, and therefore, he has an emunah, so you could tithe one on behalf of the other.